Okay, before we start, there was a news item that I just happened to have noticed this morning, which I assume the only reason I noticed this morning was to share with you, which is not really our topic, but it is a Niske Mamon issue, which comes up in the first siman of Hilchos Nezikin, Siman Shin Ayin Ches. The news item was, apparently, it's common practice in Arab society that when you celebrate a chasana, you shoot into the air.
Oh, yeah.
As a way of bimarba b'simcha. Someone in Yerushalayim, in one of these Arab chasanas, they were shooting in the air and they shot someone and injured them. So they were taken to custody because you're not allowed to shoot people and injure them. But then they were released, apparently, because the police rule that it's basically a daita dahachi, and this is common practice among Arab weddings, so they're not really liable for damage inflicted. I'm sorry? Like Ras Be'er Shabbos? It's a little bit like Ras Be'er Shabbos, but Ras Be'er Shabbos is like Purim, exactly. Right, like the Ramah and Hilchas Purim, but it's, you know about it from Hilchas Purim, it's a little bit clearer and more expansive here in Hilchas Nezikin. That same siman that talks about Ras Be'er Shabbos has this din also in the Ramah. The Ra, the Mechaber in Siftes, Siman Shin Ayin Ches Siftes, quotes the Juba Sarash about the people who are riding the horses in a situation where the horse is a rented horse and it's rented from a guy, and then he's liable to have to reimburse the guy, he didn't have horse insurance. But the Ramah talks about our case, Bachrim Aroshvim Likras Tasim Nekala, Viziku Zezeh Momen Chavei Reder Simcha. So they weren't shooting each other, they were riding horses. Probably where the expression horsing around comes from. And the Ramazik Maman Chavera Derek Simcha Vitzchok, Vichem Cholshar Dvar Simcha, Hovinog again Turin, Mordechai, Tosfos, Rush, Aguda, Chumasadeshan. So there are many Rishonim that say, like that's quoted Lahalach in the Ramah, Mikol Makom, and Nir Lebezdin Lasa Siag Vigether is just Beyadam. That's in the Tumas Sedeshen, that's the Ramakwas and Darkei Moshe here, and that's what they were discussing in this article that the police are trying to figure out. How do you stop this practice? But that's Mamish, what they call Mishpat Divri, so then in Din of Shulchan Aruch. Okay, what I wanted to talk about today, I couldn't resist the opportunity to talk about Parsha Sashivu at the same time as the second Perek, and that's the Sugya of Zenen of Zelachasar, which is also known in other Sugyas as Kofin Al Midas Tov. Or in Kofin Al Midas Tov, as we'll see. That comes up in the context here of Mishali Mashenenes. We'll talk a little bit about Mishali Mashenenes and then talk about Zenen Evezelo Chaser. And that the formulation of Midas Tov we probably know of most famously from the Mishnah in Avos. Mishnah, the fifth parak of Avos, and the whole series of fours. The Mishnah says, Arba Midas V'Adam. In this edition, it's Mishnah Yud, but in other, somehow, the edition of the Siddur and other printings have different orders of Mishnah, so whatever it is in your edition. Arba Midas V'Adam, Omer Shali Shali V'Shalach Shalach Zomida Beinonis, V'Yesh Omer Zomida Stom. So what's mine is mine, what's yours is yours, is either Mida Beinonis or Mida Stom. The Rishonim here discuss, is it really a Machlokas here? That seems like a pretty big gap between calling something average and calling something midas tov. Some of the Rishonim say, no machlokas. There are different perspectives. Most strikingly, the Tashbetz has a comment here. Ein b'mesach dezu machlokas. There's no machlokas in all of Pirkei Avos. So you have to go through all the times that there appears to be a machlokas in Pirkei Avos and figure out how it's not a machlokas. I saw in a cliche, I didn't see it in the original source, but I saw from the Sefer Akedah, who explains, how is it not a machlokes? The difference between Mida Beinonis and Mida Stom is whether it's a collective action, a collective perspective, or a personal perspective. So if one person on his own has this perspective of Shali Shali Shalach Shalach, that's a Mida Beinonis. But if the whole society has that perspective, and that's how everyone operates, that's what's called Mida Sum. That's essentially what the Gemara has in in Sanhedrin, remember the Gemara in Chelek, that where the Mishnah tells us that the people of Stav Elam Chelek Olam Haba, and the Gemara there on Daf Kuf Tes discusses the various problematic practices of the people of Stav. But one of the practices they had was that the other Chazals that described this Duar Mabel, right? But that people would be walking in the street with a basket of objects, and everyone would come and take one, or everyone would take one little pick from the fence, and then the guy would be left with nothing. So that's what happens when a whole society acts in that way. That's not the Midah Sum of Zenen of Zelochaser, but that's a different Midah Sum, which also is quoted in Shulchan Aruch in the beginning of Hilchos Gezela, which we'll see actually has relevance to our other discussion of Zenen of Zelochaser when we get there. Hilchos Zeila Simon Shin Nun Tes. First, if Asa Ligzal Alasha Kafil Kol Shehu Bei Misal Bei Migoy, you're not allowed to steal anything, even a Kol Shehu. The Imu Davar Deleka Mandakapi Bei Shari. If it's something that people aren't makbid on at all, then the Iker Din Asma Tirkigon Litel Mea Chavila O Mea Geder Lachlas Voshinav. So you need a toothpick, you're walking by a wooden fence, and you just want to take off a tiny splinter from that fence to use as a toothpick. So, me'ikra din, that's mutter, because no one's going to be makbid on that, that fence isn't going to fall down. However, v'avza osir b'yushalmi mimidas chasidas. That's a midas chasidas not to do it. Why? Says the smahir sifkat and dalit, shin nates sifkat and dalit b'shem b'yushalmi. So the Mechaber Kosei Yishami, the Sma says, what's the reason? Hatam Kosei Beis Yosef, Di'ilu Osa Kein, Kol Echa Nim, Di'ilu Osa Kein, Kol Echa Nim Sacha Vila Kala Vagadu Deras. So very good, you're going to take a toothpick out of the fence and no one's going to be any worse off. But if everyone in the whole, in the city comes and takes a toothpick out of the fence, there won't be any more fence. That's precisely, the Yishami calls that Amidus Chasidus. But that's precisely what the Gemara here in Chelek, and Daf Kuftes calls Midasom. That's the kind of Midasom where if one individual has this practice, no one's going to be any worse off, no one's going to notice. But if everyone does the same thing, then society can't function. Okay, now let's turn to Arsigas. The Mishnah tells us on that, you test some days. Case on a shame, mu'edis lachal is survival, the hemu mu'edis lachal peris virakos. So the chiyuv eshein are only b'shus hanizek, not b'shus harabim. As far as the nesek of shein is concerned, if you have shein b'shus harabim, you're pater. However, if nenes mishalemes ma'ashenenes. However, if there is hana, you're responsible to reimburse for the hana. Ketzad mishalemes ma'ashenenes. So if it's berchava mamish, that's rishus harabim. So there's no chi of nezek, there's no chi of shein. But mishalem hashenenes, the animal got a meal out of it, so you have to reimburse for the meal that the animal got out of it. Then the Gemara has a machlokas amaram and daf kafal from an aleph. Kesem l'shalem es mashen enes. Okay, let's look at Daf Kaf and Aleph first. Daf Kaf and Aleph, im nenes mishalemes mashen enes. The Gemara here has a machlokas. How are we magdir that? V'kama, Rabba Amar Demei Amir, Rabba Amar Demei Sa'arim Bezol. Rashi Demei Amir, Shem Achla Sa'arim Kedei Sviyasa. So if it has its full of barley, which is higher class animal feed, it happens to be the animal ate a five-course meal, but as far as you would have just given the animal the basics. So you only mechuyev, the animal had his meal, but you only mechuyev to pay what you would have paid to give the animal a baseline meal. That's Rabba. Rabba Amar Demei Sa'arim Bezal. Kefisha Yetzarech Likas Sa'arim L'machala. Bottom line, 8 Sa'arim. So what is the best deal you can get at Sa'arim for Sa'arim on the market? And may Yerotza L'achila Sa'arim. V'lita L'kachar Shebashuk. Dem L'ila Machila Sa'arim Ala Bezal. Yitain. So even if the market value is higher, that you could get it, you get a deal for lower, then you pay the lower value. But you do have to pay, even though it's Bezal, you still have to pay Demei Sa'arim, because bottom line, it ate Sa'arim. So what is the nature of this chiyuv of mishalemes mashenenes, and how does this relate? Part of the question is how does this relate to the other din of yolasoch sechaver shalav rishus? The sugya is in Bav Metzia. The person goes and does gardening work or fixes up someone else's field without being asked to do so. So you didn't hire the guy, but bottom line, the guy benefited you and gave you certain services that you would have had to pay for otherwise, or are worth a certain value on the market, right? So there also, there's a notion of mashenenes. You have to pay at least the minimum value of the enhancement that the other person did in your property, even though you didn't ask him to do it in the first place. So there's a Jewish Harashba Chelik Dalet Simi Yud Gimel. But the Rashba argues that the mashenenes here is not, this is probably the position you would have assumed more intuitively, but is not midin mazik, it's midin something else, most likely midin bal chov. As far as din mazik is concerned, the Mishnah tells you there's no chiyuv shein, v'sheyes harabim. So how could you argue that mashenenes is midin mazik? There is no din mazik. It's still a din of mashenene, so that's presumably for some other, due to some other mechayev, maybe some kind of balchov relationship. Nafkamina, do you pay mina idis, or do you pay mina zibur / mina vedonis? If it's mazik, so mazik is mina idis. If it's balchov, so balchov, nekri din tor biziburis, takana would be vedonis, but definitely not idis. So that's what the Rashba talks about. Shuvas Harashba Chelik Dalet Simin Yud Gimel Mashashaninu Beparakeh Sada Regal. This is the Shaul speaking. Achla Mitach Rachav Mishalemes Mashanenes. If the animal is mazik, eats someone else's property in Rishus Harabim, so the Balabas shouldn't have put the food there in Rishus Harabim to begin with. There's no Chiyuv Shein. But bottom line, Mashanenes Mai Mishalemes Menaliyim Menavinanis Gachov Damas. That was the Shaul's question. Is a din mina idis? Is a din min benonis like a regular baal chov? The way he frames the shayla is, why is a din mimnei ma'amr tari nizakim v'idis mimnei gazlan v'acham sanim? That a person should have second thoughts. Hachan inside he should learn his kavir l'exal. Says the Rashba, nearly davar barish ain't a mashalim in aliyah. No, there's no chiyav min aidis, no chiyav min aliyah. The ashikana feel chazinethic the mashalim in aliyah. Could amar rav a reish parakates at a regal. Chazinethic service is not min aliyah. Koshikain over here. Become makam lam yufa bechuda the mashalim deins of chlam the zikin. The rechav ain't a nefsha kamazik el mamona shalzesha yupayrus shalob yadu shabala para. Shekvar nenes, aval adin shevanisa menizakin eino. His bottom line is that you don't pay minidis. So it's not He doesn't precisely define the nature of the chov here. You know, the Shaul assumed that if it's not nizikin, then it's baal chov. So Rashi doesn't dispute that. He doesn't elaborate on that, but he says very clearly that tashlumin is not an idus, is not generic nizikin. The Or Sameach discusses this question in Niske Mamon, Perek Aleph Halacha Beis, beginning of Niske Mamon. He presents this, he quotes the Rashba, but he presents this as a shaila, an open question. Is this a din of Nezikim and Eidus? Is this a din of Balchov, Mina Ziburis, or Mina Beinonis? He has a back and forth. He thinks maybe this should be Talia Machlokas Amarayim in Zenon of Zelachaser. Then he backs off of that, and he ends up not having a clear Hachreya. And then he says, after I wrote this all, I found the Jubas Rashba, but he's not convinced the Rashba is necessarily correct, so he leaves that as an open question. But presumably, part of this also has to do with how does this din, as we said, relate to the broader din of Mashanenis, not in the Nezikin context. If it's the same halacha, so there clearly you have Mashanenis in non-Nezikin context of Yerla Sel Chaver Shalom Rishus. So if this is Nezikin, then that's a totally different halacha. That's not to do with Nezikin. If it's Balchov, so it could be the two manifestations of Mashanenis are closer to each other. Now, how do we paskin in Shulchan Aruch Nis Machlokes Amarayim how you value Mashanenes? That's 2 days in Shulchan Aruch. Machlokes Yishonim, 2 days in Shulchan Aruch, Simen Shin Sadi Aleph Ifes. Shin Sadi Aleph Ifes. Achol Rishis Rabbi Mishalim Kol Mashanenes. The high new kol masha achla ena mashalim also eliki lahayatavim. The yesh omrim says the ramad may saorim bizol ravid rush ra ritva. The mechaber paskins like rava and the ramad paskins like rava. Rabbi was earlier, Rabbi's the Talmud, usually passing like the Rabbi of the Talmud, some you shouldn't pass like Rabbi. Anyway, that's Machlokas Mechaber and Rama. Rabbi Tzvi Spitz, and that safety quite a last on Mishpat HaTorah. Do you find it, Yoni? No? Okay. So he has the following suggestion. He points out that this whole machlokas, the machlokas rabbi to rabbi, 2 days in Shulchan Aruch, that's only relevant by a behemah. Your behemah eats food which is a rabbi belongs to someone else. So do you only pay the minimum value of the food you'd have to have given him for breakfast anyway, or do you pay the minimum value of the actual food that he ate? But when it comes to a similar situation by an adam hamazik, where a person ate something, let's say bishogeg, or he ate something that didn't belong to him, not knowing that it didn't belong to him, other mul olam, bein bishogeg, bein beonus machlokas rishonim, what level of onus that applies to, that's the discussion in Shina and Ches Halacha. But there, where the person is Nana himself, so then you definitely have to pay for that which you were nana from. So he was asked the following shayla, that someone was making a big simcha, so she asked her neighbor if she could put some food in the neighbor's refrigerator. Fine, so she put the food in the neighbor's refrigerator. the neighbor didn't tell her husband that someone else's food was in the refrigerator. The husband comes home from a day at work or a day in Kol, wherever he was, and he opens the refrigerator to see what's for supper, and wow, there's this delicious corned beef that he had no idea his wife made, but how special, and he took it out and ate it for supper. So the woman was Taveya that he has to pay the whole value of that corned beef dish. And he said, I understand there's a din of Ashenenes. He presumably knew what he was talking about. He said, I know there's a din of Ashenenes, but Ashenenes is no worse than 2 days in Shulchan Aruch, so most of mechaver la varaya. So Ashenenes is to make kash v'tevin or whatever the minimum is. So I never eat flesh for supper, I always eat milchik. So I'll pay you whatever I'd pay for the tuna fish sandwich that I eat, or the lasagna, but I'm not going to pay for the corned beef.
Why
yeah?
Isn't this regular in Ezek?
I'm sorry?
Why isn't this regular stuff? Why would this be Mashenenes? That only by the Shane and Mishnah?
No, so you have Mashenenes applies by this. How do you know? So there is a din of Mashenenes by Yori Lesoch Lesoch Stei Chavera. So you're saying, how do you know that there is a din of Mashenenes by Niskei Adam in general? No, so you do have other applications of Mashenenes where it's not Nezek in the classic sense. It's you benefit from someone else's property in a situation where he can't be Tovei you al Pidin, but bottom line, you're an Enna. Like, we had a case in the Bezdin recently, I didn't sit on, but I heard about, where there was a yeshiva that was Tovei unpaid tuition bills, and there was some question as to what terms they actually had agreed upon as far as tuition, scholarships, discounts, fine. But minimally, there is a Mashenenes factor. So let's say if the official tuition is $15,000, but the actual cost, the food eaten and the dormitory, whatever the per person cost is $5,000. So there could be a sifsuk whether they owe 10 or 15, but minimally you have to pay the Mashenenes because that's what you benefited from. That's not a Nezek issue. Where there's no Nezek per se, a person is operating based on the circumstances, and it could be that in this case the person who put the food in the fridge should have written a note that it belonged to them, or there should be some identifying notation. So wherever there's no chiyuv al pi din otherwise, it's something to be a din of Mashenenes. So you pointed out that this machlokas rabbi rov is only relevant by niske behema, where you have to feed your animal, you can feed them anything, but if you're nana something yourself, then the Mashenenes is based on what you were nana. He has another fascinating shaila, which is the other kind of Mashenenes. Doesn't really belong here, I don't think. But the Mashenenes of Yosef Stechavir Shalavishus, just parenthetical, not our topic, but fascinating. You can't make these things up. There was a guy who was going out with a girl, and the shidduch didn't work out, and he was very upset with the girl for breaking up the shidduch. So he wanted to get her back. And he also had a friend of his that he had a score to settle with. So he came up with the following idea. He's going to read this girl that he wanted to get back at to this friend that he wanted to get back at. So he said to this friend, I arranged, maybe we just go and get this girl. So he looked into it, fine. So he said, okay, I spoke to the girl, pick her up at 8 o'clock tonight. So the guy shows up at the girl's house at 8 o'clock, and no one obviously knows anything about this. But he's embarrassed. Everyone's embarrassed. But the father of the girl calls him in, and he sees he figured out what happened, and he wanted to be nice to the boy and make him feel better. So he called him in. He invited him in. They had a schmooze, and then he was so impressed with this boy that he thought a taka might be a good idea for his daughter, and they went out and they became engaged. So now this guy who was trying to get back at these people asked for shachanus gal. So is there a din of Mashenenes? Meaning, if anyone else, the cultural norm is that you have to pay a shachan. So if not for this guy inserting himself, then if the father of the girl would have tried to set up his daughter with someone, he would have had to pay the shachan. So this guy says, pay me at least what you would have paid a shachan. So Rabbi Spitz points out multiple reasons that he's not entitled to the Shachanis Gal. You kind of intuit that. But if you want to point to Din and Shulchan Aruch, so number one, the simplest thing is that he didn't do any parts of the job of a shachin. The shachin talks to both sides, goes back and forth. He didn't do any of that. But then he points out there's a nesivus. Nesivus in the beginning of Hilchot Tzayon, Simon Yud Beis, Katan Hey. The nesivus says any situation. He's not talking about this, but any situation where there's potentially a hischaivus, but the Toveya Meirosh says that he's mochel. So you don't know, if you say Meirosh you're mochel, you don't have the right to be Toveya afterwards. After you said you're mochel, you can't change your mind. So here, the fact that the guy set it up in this backwards, malicious way was clear indication that he wasn't expecting to get Shalchanos gelt out of this. So you can't go back afterwards and say, no, you're Toveya, that was your ready mochel. Okay, that's parenthetical. Yeah.
Could you explain just one more time, not this story, but yeah, the previous thing? Why is there a difference between a behemah and an adam? Like, what's the story about?
So when it comes to behemah, so the reason that you're chayav mashenenes is not because you were nehene, it's because you have a financial obligation to feed your animal. That's part of your property. So you have not a financial obligation, but you have property upkeep that you have to take care of. So
what do you call that hanah if I don't have to do that?
No, like that's my.
I'm
sorry. But I don't get any personal hana. I have a certain contractual. I'm sorry.
Isn't saving the money called the hana? Isn't that the whole point?
Saving the money. Yeah. So what money would have I had to pay? Right. So I would have had to pay the minimum. I'm sorry.
So by the other, you should be able to say the same thing.
But by other, I have a real hana. I was not enough for the corn beef. So that's little or mashanenis.
Does the other riot that's a good story?
I think he thinks that's Pashut, that this is that there's a difference between if you're Nana yourself and that's a real Hana, then if it's a financial situation where you have to pay for something outside of yourself. You can take a look. That's he assumes that's Pashut. Okay, so now let's go to the second part of the story over here. Zenenev is the Lochaser. So the Gemara goes on, after presenting this machlokas al meruam, how do you calculate mashenenes? To say as follows. Hadar b'chasach haver shalami daito, sarach la'alos asfar, enu sarach la'alos asfar. The person's squatting in someone else's property without permission, does he have to pay rent? So if it's a chaser that couldn't be rented out anyway, and the guy would never pay rent anyway, so that's called zelo nene zelo chaser. The guy's not saving money because he would have never paid money to begin with, and the owner's not a chaser because he couldn't have rented out the property anyway to begin with either. If it's talking about a chaser which is rentable and the guy would pay, then none of it's a chaser. So pasha that he's chayv. Let's read a chaser. Agra we're talking about a chaser which is not rentable, but the guy would have paid. So my matziyamalei my chasarticha. So does the squatter have the right to say, look, you wouldn't have gotten any money anyway, so I didn't cause you any loss? Adilma Masiyamar Ha is Hanis. Bottom line, you got an ah. You would have been prepared to pay for the ah. You got an ah. And you have to pay. Then the Gemara tries to figure out from a series of Toshmas how we paskin. So the Gemara here doesn't refer to this as midistam, but the Gemara in Bava Basra and elsewhere does. Bava Basra, Yubayz, and Yubayz, there the Gemara is talking about a bar mitzvah context. So you have yorshim that are dividing the property of the deceased father, let's say, and you have one of the yorshim who's already a bar mitzvah, he has property adjacent to the property of their father, and no one has any particular reason to prefer one property over the next. So in that situation, the That's what's considered zanena v'zel lo chaser, that the brother with the existing property adjacent to the father's property has the right to take that part of the property because it doesn't cause loss to anyone else. And that's what the Gemara refers to as kofin al midah stone. The machlokas we showed him there, how far does this go in this situation of a field that wouldn't otherwise have been rented and a fellow who would not have paid rent. So does that mean, you can look at this on, there are two layers here. Number one, once a guy's squatting, does he have to pay? And number two, even if the guy doesn't have to pay once he's squatting, is he allowed to squat l'chachila? So that second question, in the situation of lo avida l'negar, and chaser l'kayim l'agra, so even if we assume that ein kofin al midah stone, zanen v'zel l'chaser is pater, but are you allowed to l'chachila go into that property knowing meirosh that you're not going to pay? And do you have the right to prevent the guy from going to that property where he's going to be pater if he lands there ultimately? So that's the machlokas rishonim. Tosis writes over there, yubezim yubezim bavavasar diba maskal kugon zeh. Question of the mitzvah. Had the kofin amida stom b'zanena b'zelo chaser haynu b'shekvar dar b'charsa chaveiro shenem ala svar. That's talking about a case. The whole discussion of in kofin amida stom or kofin amida stom is where the guy's already there. So, no, the shaila wasn't can he go there l'chachila? He's already there. Does he have to pay? Aval. Habshita sheyachal limchos bo shelo yikanes lader bebeso afila becharsa de lo kaima la agra v'gavah de lava the megar. But it's pasha says the ritzvah in Tosfos that you can be mocha that the guy's not allowed to go there to begin with. So that's why Tosa says Bechor is different. Bechor, you have a pasuk that the Gemara quotes here to tell you that that the bar mitzvah has the right to take that part of the field, because here we tell him to do v'lechachila. But under normal circumstances, a regular zanen of a zelo chaser, even if it's a case that ultimately you're pater, which we assume lalacha, but you're not allowed to lechachila go into that property without the permission of or against the protestation of the Balabas. If the Balabas is saying, I don't want you here, then you have no right to go, even if it's ze nene vize lo chaser. And the Mordechai here in our Gemara argues, at least there's one day in the Mordechai that argues, it's the beginning of the Masechta Siman Tes Zayin in the Mordechai. Beginning of the second parak, Siman Tes Zayin. He quotes a Yesh Mefarshim. I don't know what your fancy Gemaras look like, but here it's about 14 lines into Parakei Sederegel. I don't know Gemaras. We don't do that anymore. Yesh Mefarshim. You all have it on your screens. The ein kofin ela kagon hecha de mehani afilu I have a bay larvuche ba milsa lamasi larvuche hilkach haifin ale kevin lo chaser midi ava hecha di ava baal ba'i baal chaser li gure haver mirvach hashanami ki lo mogir le lo kaifi le. So at least, if it's a situation, the guy has no interest in renting out the property. It's not on the market. So if this guy doesn't come in and squat, the guy's not losing any money. But if theoretically it has market value, even if the guy has no interest in renting it out, So then you don't say kofin on midas tam. And the guy Yesh mefarshim. The ain kofin ella kagon hecha de mahani afilu yahab a bailar vuche bahamilsa lo masilar vuche hilka kaifinale came in the lochas amidi. Aval hecha de yahab a bai balachas eligure have a mirvach hashanami kilo mogile lo kaifile. Right. So if it's a situation where the guy could put it on the market, he doesn't want to do it at the moment, so then lo kaifile. But if the guy is not going to put it on the market at all, that's it. Mordechai is distinguishing. It could be that the guy has the right to come in if you're not going to rent it out. If you're not going to rent it out anyway, the Tosfos assumes that he's still the right to be welcome, the guy can't come in. the Mordechai seems to allow for letting the guy in, but if it's a situation where it could be rented out, even if you're not renting it out right now, you still could be mechayif him to pay. That's what the Ramah says, lehalacha, in Simon Shin's Damach Gimel. Shin Samach Gimel Sifav. Hayadar b'chatzah chaver shalom yidaito. Sha'am lo tse. V'lo yatsa chayiv litila kol skaro. If lo amr lo tse, yemos ha'chatzah eino siyu l'skar, eino tzarech alo tse skar. So guys, they're ready. You tell him, get out. He doesn't leave. You have to pay. He doesn't tell him to leave. So if it's not going to be rented anyway, he doesn't have to pay. Says the Ramah. The dafka shekvar darbo, aval lo yuchal kufa lechachila sheinichenu laderbo. So that's if he's already living there, but you can't force him lechachila to allow you to live there. The squatter can't force a baal bayis lechachila to allow him to live there for free. Afapi the kofen al midas tom, the machin shezanen of eino chaser, hanimil bedaver de lo bay lihanos lo yuchal lihanos, al chiyai gavne di bay balachatzel lihanos ularviach. Here the guy could rent it out if he wanted to. Elishena wrote so, he doesn't want to right now. And Kovanos Alasas Bukhina. So that's considered Avida Lamegar. That's considered that you could rent it out. Even if you're not renting it out now, but the fact that it is rentable means that that's considered Zechaser, and you'd have the right to be mechayev the guy to pay. Mordechai Farshi in the Chavrin of Rosh Hashiva has a piece in one of the early volumes of Shuras Hadin. They used to have a Chosh Mishpah called before the Rosh Hashiva in Chavrin. Shuras Hadin was a collection of essays on Chosh Mishpah Rabban Ezer, topics put out by the Rabbanut, officially, unofficially. So he has a piece on Zainan of Zel Chaser. He develops the idea within Tosfos, slightly different ways of formulating it, that it's considered, Tosas that says that you have the right to refuse a guy entry even if you're not going to rent out the property anyway. And maybe the Mordechai in some level agrees to that in certain circumstances. So that could be because even if ostensibly that's viewed as Zelachoser, it is lesser. Because having, even if it's not a quantifiable financial loss, but having someone in your property diminishes your bailus in that property. The quote of Shimon, who has an idea along those lines, in the Chidush of Shimon Bava Kama, Simon Yotes. Now that's something that the norm would be to be makbid on if someone is in your property without your rishus. So then that's diminishing your shlita on your property. Reb Shimon is Simon Yotes. Chidush Reb Shimon Bava Kama.
What was the Rashi's name?
The Mordechai Farmstein.
The only thing about going next year.
So the shaila he was dealing with over there was someone bought a new fridge in their apartment in Eretz Yisrael, and the only way to get the fridge into the apartment would be to go through the merpeset of a neighbor, and the neighbor didn't want them to let them carry the fridge through their merpeset. So he argues that it could be evident to be in that case. The whole reason, even if you select Tosfos, and even though the Ramah quotes the Mordechai, there's a Shuvas Nod Bihuda, that maybe we should assume like Tosfos halacha, even if you assume like Tosfos, that you always have the right to refuse entry to someone, even if it's a the low cost situation, but that's only because it's the diminution of your bilus. But that someone carry a fridge through your merpeset for 30 seconds is in no way, shape, or form a pigi on your bilus. So he argues that in that case, even Tosis should agree that you have the right to go through the fridge, to go through the merpeset.
I think those 30 seconds is causing your bilus.
So in the scheme of things, he thinks that in Svara, that's...
That's like a technical point. He's saying a cloud, and right. You say that Svara in the United States is like that.
Right, he's saying that every case he'd have to evaluate on its merits. The sod behind what Tosis is saying is that the reason you can be makbid even if it's lochaser is because it's really not lochaser. It may be lochaser financially, but there are other chesronos.
Is that mashmatosis?
But a day
is that mashmatosis?
What about 6 hours?
What about a day?
What about
okay, 6 hours? So that's what. So
three
he says.
He says
you have to be done everything with gufo shoyan. You have to look at the whole context to make a determination what's considered lochaser. Is that mashmatosis? Not mashmatosis. Tosis is lashon. Was Yachalim Chosbo Shalom Yikanis Lazar Bebeso? He doesn't explain why, but that's Rav Shimon says that's the Svara. So if you're dealing with that Svara, is that Allah from Shimon Sinai under no circumstances ever allowed? Anyway, he's talking about Lazar. Here, we're not talking about Lazar, we're talking about passing through for 30 seconds. That's what he thinks. In Svara, you can distinguish based on the degree of imposition. So some of the contemporary issues that are discussed in this context of then is a lochaser. Let's say you go to a baseball game and you buy seats in the bleachers, and then the lot of empty seats down closer to the field. So can you go down? And why is Yaakov laughing?
I've never done this before.
can you go down and take better seats if no one's sitting there? So the Navy have to be done. I'm sorry.
The main difference that could be
the
Zion,
but
the Nationals owned by
Croatia.
Almost every single sports team.
So is that considered Avid Lamegar? Meaning at least as long as the box office is still open, then someone could go and buy that seat.
The game starts.
Even the game started. Usually you can still buy it. Right. You have to figure. I'm sorry.
That Avid Lamegar,
theoretically, Avid Lamegar means it's on the market. That's what Avid Lamegar means.
No, but tell you why, because the coach says from the comment that the reason that it's a problem is because he sees him there, so he's not going to come and rent it out. It's not a case that you're holding anyone back from sitting there. They're going to theoretically buy tickets, they'll come and kick you out.
Right.
So it's not, you're not taking anything away from anyone else.
Well, isn't Avil and Megir taking away from the Baal Bus? I mean, if you wanted to sit in the box seats now, then go and pay for it.
Are you taking away if he does make a sale, he'll just throw you out? But until he makes a sale.
But even if he doesn't make the sale, if it's Avil and Megir, right? That's considered chaser. Meaning the classic case, it's on the market, so no one's there right now. But they still have to pay you because that's Avil Lamegar, even if no one's there right now.
The problem is right? Because the other person who's going to theoretically buy is going to see right. You and he's going to be turned off from buying it. So then right. Again, no one sees you. When you're not, it's not like that. No one's right. Assuming you bought the tickets. They bought the tickets.
Right. Okay. I hear. I have not seen a comprehensive treatment of this topic. I'm just raising the issue.
I've seen Rabbein do it.
the other issue discussed contemporarily is using someone else's internet connection or someone else's Wi-Fi now. So. Yeah, part of that, again, you have to...
Is that so clear?
Yes, you have to figure out the metzias. If by your using it, it's going to decrease the speed to the other... I'm sorry?
Yeah, bandwidth.
Right. If it's going to... decrease the bandwidth, so presumably it is chaser. And you have to figure out the other lemegar component also, meaning, so there, you know, the company stands to have you as a client, and you're going to not pay for the service because you're using someone else's. So is there an other lemegar there also? Ali would say no. And if there is a diminution in bandwidth for the balabas, then how are you measure that? Is there a minimal threshold? Is there a minimal threshold for what's considered chaser? So we saw that in Hilchos Gzeila that we started with Midas Tom, that there isn't necessarily a minimum, at least on a Midas Chasidus level. And Ikerdin, maybe there's a minimum. Ikerdin, if it's only the toothpick, if it's an indiscernible level of difference, so Mikra did not, but there's still this Yushami's Midas Chasidus. I was talking to Rabbi Palmer about this one, so he told me that he once discussed it through Shafter. Shafter pointed out that Marmakam in the context of this conversation about internet use. So even if you can't discern the level of diminution of bandwidth, but even if it's a kol shehu, so that's at least the Midas Chasidus of the Yushami. There is one other Marmakam note in terms of Shir of Chaser, yeah? He doesn't discuss this. I don't think he has internet.
That's the concept, though. That I, as a bowel of my internet, should have the right to use to have full use to it at any moment. And therefore, I should be COVID.
So that's you're saying it's a lack of, it's a infringement on your bylaws. That's harder in Svara. If someone's sitting in my house, that's an infringement on my bylaws. Someone's using my internet, it's all in the cloud, so to speak.
We live in the cloud, it's not necessary.
that's what you paid for, that's what you bought.
Right.
So I that's have full right to use it, all of my bandwidth.
So Ida Hanani, if the guy's inhibiting your use, so then that should be true that it is cluster. But if it's just your ego that you don't have the full access to the internet, but it's not impeding your actual use, I think it's harder to say that, Svara.
What's
the salary of farm senior? So if someone's sitting in your house, so then that's a diminution of your bylaws in the house. But that's like, that's kafia nira. I think it's hard to say such a svar in here. Just one final marmakam and how to be magdur chaser. It's a fascinating piskei tshuva. Simen kufay in gimel, sechad in gimel. The piskei tshuva discusses the following case. Simen Kufay and Gimel, Sivkat and Gimel. This is in the Bar Mitzvah issues of Achim Shechalku. He quotes the Tshuva Shvus Yaakov. Again, the Piskei Tshuva is Kufay and Gimel, Sivkat and Gimel. Shvus Yaakov is Chelik Beis, Simen Kuf Mem Tes. There were brothers that divided a house. One of them got the room with the oven. And it said in the Shtar Chaluka that no one else has the right to use our room with the oven, except for an Erev Shabbos and Erev Yontiv. So there's what would have been a common oven, but the brother who got that room has exclusive rights to use that room, including the oven, except for Erev Shabbos and Erev Yontiv, and people have to cook for Shabbos. It's like the Medrash of Kain Vehevel, and divided the land and the air. V'ata, when that would happen, so Reuven has one of the other rooms. And Reuven's wife gave birth to baby boy. And now they're having a Siddur Bris Mila. Yontif delay. So they want to, they claim that they have the right to use the oven because it's their Yontif. So he says, Kevin de Bishtaros Holchin Acher Lashem in the Adam. So even though it's true that yeah, Bris Mila is Yantav delay, and the Baal Bris doesn't say Tachanun, and he should wear Yantav clothing, fine. But when you write a shtar and it says Yantav, it means what we colloquially call Yantav. You didn't have in mind the private Yantav. And therefore, the original terms stand, and you don't have a right to use the room. I ain't covered on me the stone. That's not me the stone. Because if you're walking through someone else's room, then you're infringing on his own freedom of movement, on his privacy. See, even though maybe the brother should be nice, after all, it's his nephew's bris, but technically speaking, he says, that's not considered chaser. That even if it's a one-time thing, and not really, it's definitely not going to be any financial loss, but the fact that there's a slight inconvenience of having your sister-in-law in your room using the oven, that's not considered lo chaser. That's a pretty extreme case of what seems to be a significant limitation on what's considered lo chaser. Okay, hopefully that's a little bit of food for thought in these sugyas. The chida is available. If anyone had trouble accessing it, let me know, and you can try to have it back by the time you go to sleep on Sunday night or Monday morning.
It sounds amazing over a
cornish.
Yeah, crazy
stories.
Hey,
it's insane. It's probably an expensive cornish.
It's insane.
How about being mocked when you're repressive for 30 seconds?
What are you doing?